Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to another service here, Unity Center of Light, from our home to your home. We'd just like to start off by saying thank you so much for all the wonderful donations you continue to send in. It's really a blessing during this time, and we just ask you to continue doing that. And we send out our prayers and blessings to you as well for all the great things that you're doing to support Unity Center of Light. So we're going to get started today. We're going to do the second part of the Prayer of Jabez that we started last week, and we will get started with Pamela.
Thanks. Good morning. Welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Let us begin with our affirmations. Please join us as we affirm Unity Center of Light's mission and foundation statements. Let's affirm the mission statement together. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm the foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in our lives and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, September the 6th. The key word is world peace, and the affirmation is, I imagine a world transformed by peace and love. World peace begins within my mind and heart. Closing my eyes, I breathe deeply and envision every person bringing forth the love and the peace of God. I see all the world's people surrounded by a healing light that transforms strife, anger, and division into reconciliation, peace, and unity. As I hold this vision, I see the entire world aglow with radiance. Harmony and cooperation heal the world's wounds and encourage love to flower in each person's heart. I carry this vision throughout my day. Divine love expressing as me sees oneness regardless of apparent differences. Divine wisdom and understanding illumine my thoughts, inspire my words, and guide me to act in ways that bring peace to the world. The scripture reading is Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Now we'll have the lesson with Reverend Butch.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Hun, for that opening. So we are doing the second part of the Prayer of Jabez. I'm really, excited about sharing this because there are some thoughts in here about that prayer that are so powerful. And even as I was working with putting this together, it was really helpful for me to read those. And the subtitle of today is, God Said, Finally You Asked. Okay. Now, in the preface of the Prayer of Jabez devotional, it reads as follows. And let me put this up so you can watch it with me. It says, you could call them God's fingerprints. Suddenly, you're seeing them all over your life. Unexplainable encounters, little miracles, big answers to simple requests that only recently you wouldn't have had the courage to utter. Everywhere you're seeing surprising clues, telltale signs, and unforgettable proof that there's a divine hand that has touched your life. It is as if God heard you praying, asking for something improbable, and exclaimed, I've been waiting to hear you ask for that. I think that's a powerful idea. So it's saying that these things that we're asking for, and that's the nature of the Prayer of Jabez, that these things that we're asking for or have thought about asking for, God has been waiting for us to ask for those particular things, right? And so the nature of the Prayer of Jabez that we've been studying that started out last week, it helps us to really understand how that process works. That prayer, the Prayer of Jabez, is a prayer that compels the divine substance we call God to give you the blessings that are yours for the asking. All right? And we're going to get into how that asking process works. So these are blessings that are outside of the scope of your imagination. So it's almost like you're asking for things, and that's the nature of the prayer. We'll talk about that prayer in a minute, but you're asking for things that you don't even know are available to you yet, all right? So again, that prayer, you know, because they're outside the scope of your imagination, that prayer is just like this. It says, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. That's asking for those prayers that you have no comprehension of that God has available for you. And it goes on to say, and enlarge my territory. In other words, enlarge my capacity to receive the good, God, that you have for me. It is that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. All right. And again, for those who have not know where this is, it's in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. So in the first lesson, we explored this prayer to gain an understanding of how to use the first two lines of the prayer in our daily lives. Okay. So in today's lesson, we will explore the second two lines, which are that your hand would be with me or upon me, and that you will keep me from evil that I may not cause harm. All right. So the whole prayer, like any prayer, is based on the capacity of our consciousness to hold to the idea of living a prayer-filled life, which requires us to simultaneously live a life of faith in the power and presence of that divine activity that we call God. Okay. So our spiritual work is to expand our faith to the point where we remain in a sort of continuous relationship with the reality of faith. Let me say it again. Remain in a relationship with the continuous reality of faith, okay? So a possible illustration is the idea that with every breath we take, we have faith the oxygen will be there to fill our lungs and nourish our bodies. We don't even think about it. It's a faith that transcends our conscious mind, has moved into our unconscious mind. We have unconscious faith that oxygen will be there when we take that deep breath, all right? So similarly, with every prayer, we want to have greater and greater faith in the power of the presence of God to be there to heal, uplift, sustain, guide, and direct us, all right? So just as we could not imagine breathing without being in continuous close relationship with oxygen, we want to develop a prayer consciousness in which we cannot imagine praying without being in continuous close relationship with the divine principle of absolute good that we call God, all right? So we want to reach a state of mind in which there is no time for prayer. Let me say it again. We want to reach a state of mind in which there is no time for prayer, meaning no time when prayer stops and no time when prayer begins, okay? So in a highly evolved prayerful state, we begin to realize that in reality, there is no time that we are not praying. That's what we're getting at. So every thought in our mind becomes a subtle request that has significant impact on the divine creative substance in which we live and breathe and have our being, all right? So the purpose of the prayer of Jabez is to place us in a mental state where the fears of our ego are overwritten by the faith we have in the reality of God's continuous blessings, all right? So however, it's important to note that if you choose to engage your mind in the prayerful, faithful state created by the prayer of Jabez, it produces a mental condition in which you relinquish your right to make choices based solely on the needs of your ego. All right, now I know that statement, you know, can jar us a little bit, okay? So you're like, you're giving up your right to respond from your ego, all right? So your every thought will begin to have a prayerful demeanor. And that's what I'm saying is that you're giving up your right to just the reactions of your ego or the mindlessness that your ego takes you on these dramatic trips, you know, all the time, you know, stirring up your emotions and so forth. You're sort of relinquishing your right to that, you know. You want your every thought to begin to have a prayerful demeanor. And this is the challenge with the Jabez prayer. It requires us to take an extremely or exceedingly difficult and profoundly difficult approach to our lives. One that defies the laws of ego logic, the ego logic we lived with for so long. Because our ego logic says something happens, we have this reaction, we have this emotional response, we go off the deep end. not saying we still will not have a heartfelt attachment or connection to things that are happening. It's just saying that we will always remain in that prayer consciousness and look at and listening for guidance and comfort as we are observing what is happening in the world. Okay. So a highly evolved prayer consciousness slips into a divine state where the person's reality truly becomes, not my will, but thine be done. And as you know, you continue to work with this prayer, you develop a mental state of spiritual obedience, is the easiest way I can put it, which causes you to naturally become more willing to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit over your own ego will. Okay? So the natural response of the ego would be, well, why would I want to do that? Okay? Because you think about, why would I want to do that? Because you're giving up sort of the unconscious reactions you have to what is happening in life. And instead, you're staying connected to the mindfulness of spirit in all conditions. So that's the idea of not my will, but mine, you know, thine be done. Okay. And so we want to move into that because you come to understand that following your ego without first consulting spirit causes you to negate the infinite possibilities God has in store for you. Does that make sense? All right. So when you follow your ego without first consulting spirit, it causes you to negate the infinite possibilities God has in store for you. And yes, without using the prayer of Jabez, you can continue to live the good life, right? You don't have to use a prayer of Jabez to live the good life, but not the unknown potential of the God life, right? Let me say that again. You can live the good life without the prayer of Jabez, but you will not be able to tap into the unknown potential of the God life. And that's what this whole, you know, spiritual study, thought process, meditation, prayer is all about, is how do I move into my consciousness into the unknown potential of the God life, right? And that can throw us too, because if we're living the good life, we have a tendency to say, God is good, and God is good, okay? Because all these good things that are happening in our lives, but it still pales in comparison to understanding what it means to live the God life. So what you may consider to be a good choice could very well be a block to a divinely inspired choice that you could have received if you took the time to stop and listen. So you're saying, this is a good choice. I like this choice. All we're saying the prayer Jabez is training us to do is, even though we think this is a good choice, whatever that choice might be or step may be, we want to take the time to go in and listen. Okay. So your prayer becomes, regardless of what I think, Blessed Spirit, I am asking for your guidance, right? Now listen to this daily reading from my utmost, from His Highest. Let me just go. Yes, that's it. Thank you. No, go back one more. Okay, good. Thank you. So we often find ourselves in a place that tests us, okay? We are tested to see if we will allow our ego to choose what appears to be safe and secure, or ego-boosting, or simple and unchallenging, meaning simple choices that are within the scope of our comprehension. And so let me just reemphasize that. We're looking to see if we're just, remember last week, we're staying tied to the shore. We're looking to see if our ego choices are keeping us tied to the shore, so to speak, okay? And even though these ego-stimulating choices may be the logical choice of the masses, what everybody else is doing, and that's what we have a tendency to say, this is what everybody does, they're not really appropriate for someone who has chosen to live the life of prayer. And when you are ultimately engaged in a prayerful, faith-filled life, you will joyfully waive your right to choose and allow God to make your choices for you. This is the discipline God uses to transform the normal choice into a spiritual choice through obedience to His voice. Okay, let me just say that again, that last part. Let's all read that together. This is the discipline God uses to transform the normal choice, that thing we would normally come up with, that our ego, our intellect would normally come up. God will transform that into the spiritual choice through obedience to His voice. Okay, so that's the concept we're working with. So the spiritual journey requires the development of an extreme sense of discipline. Well, I mean, I know I've said that many, many times, okay? The more you study, pray, meditate, contemplate, you know, these spiritual ideas, the more you realize how much obedience is required. It's important to realize in this process of prayerful, faithful development that there is no anthropomorphic being requiring our obedience. And I know I say that often, but sometimes using that word God or Lord or Father or whatever conjures up the mindset of there's this being up there that we are trying to be obedient to, okay? We want to understand whether there is a divine law in effect that we have personified with the name God, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, higher power, or whatever else, you know, we feel that we want to call it that makes us feel comfortable. So the revealing word says that this impersonal universal principle becomes personal to you when you begin to realize that this divine presence dwells within you, not as a separate entity invading your body, but rather this idea called God dwells within you as you. And you invoke its power and presence by the ideas that you dwell upon. Okay, now, listen to this. What you think and feel about creates a mass of thought within your consciousness, meaning ideas based on faith create a mass of faith-based thinking in your consciousness. Likewise, ideas based on fear create a mass of fear-based thinking in your consciousness. Okay? So Charles Fillmore, in his book Christian Healing, says, understanding reveals to us that God is a mind principle whose foundation is ideas. Now, let me just say this again. Another way of thinking about God, okay? So God is a mind principle whose foundation is ideas. So in other words, ideas are the language we use to communicate with God, right? The outcome of our communication with God through prayer is based on the nature of the ideas we have accumulated in our mind. So if you have a lot of thoughts in your mind based around fear, you have this fear-based consciousness, and that is the ideas you're using to communicate with God. If you have a positive, prayerful, faithful outlook, that creates a positive, faithful, massive thought, massive ideas in your mind, and that's how you're communicating with God. It's a simple process to understand, even though it's a challenging process to implement, if that makes sense. And we understand that God will not change our minds without permission. So you can't, you know, have this negative, fearful mass of thought going on inside of you and then ask God to change your mind, okay? But God will not change our mind without our permission. We give God permission to change our mind when we surrender our will to God in prayer and choose to become obedient to God's guidance, okay? So this is where the obedience factor comes in. The obedience comes from our surrender. We're giving up. We're letting go, and we use that a word, let go and let, stay with me, let God, okay? So that idea of let go and let God is the dynamic of surrender, all right? Not my will, but thine be done. We're becoming obedient to this guidance that Spirit is giving us, which Spirit is always trying to give us. Like it said in the beginning, God said, finally, you asked, all right? I've been waiting to give this to you, right? But I could not give it to you when you had this mass of other concepts going on in your mind that I'm not going, you know, again, making it anthropomorphic and sounding, but God is like saying, I'm not going to break through that process. Okay, you have to let go. But still, God does not so much change our mind. Okay, well, I know I just used the idea of God change your mind. God doesn't change your mind as God fills our mind with new ideas that lead to new possibilities. Okay, so it's not that God comes along and says, okay, you're ready for me to change your mind, I'm going to change your mind. That doesn't happen. That as we let go of negative thinking, fearful thinking, it creates a void. And God will not allow a void to be. And so that then God will then fill that with new ideas that will lead you to new possibilities. However, again, God cannot fill our mind with new possibilities until we have surrendered our will. This is the basic essence of the prayer of Jabez. Quite frankly, I believe the difficulty we have or the reason we have difficulty surrendering our will to God is because we're afraid of not knowing where God will lead us. Right? When we say, not my will, but thine be done, and we're surrendering ourselves to God, knowing that we're going to be led somewhere, that things are going to happen, I think that fear of not knowing where we're going is a lot of times what's holding us back. Okay, but the foundation, see, that's taken care of in that prayer of Jabez, because the foundation of the prayer of Jabez is that you're asking for God to bless you in ways that you could not possibly discover for yourself, all right? But remember, we said in the last lesson that the prayer of Jabez is not to be used to bring about things in your life that you could easily just do for yourself. The prayer of Jabez is to be used to invoke the Holy Spirit to bless you in ways that you couldn't imagine, with opportunities you did not even know existed, okay? So it's not like the normal prayer you do where you said, God, I need a new job, or I need money, or I need healing for my body. It's not a prayer like that. It's prayer where you're asking for things that you do not even know are possible for you, that are out there waiting for you, okay? So now we are ready to explore the third line of the prayer of Jabez, which is that your hand would be with me. Now, quite often, when God answers our prayers, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, it produces results that may be beyond our present knowledge or capacity to manage. That's what I was alluding to a little bit before and kind of jumped over. But it's that, you know, we're asking for these things, but they, when we receive them, they could be beyond our capacity or our understanding of how do I manage these things that I've gotten. However, the third line of the prayer of Jabez, we are being shown how to ask God to help us manage the good that we ask for, okay? Now, remember, this is managing the good that we ask for that is even beyond our ability to even comprehend what that is. It, again, is going back to what I was saying before. It's the good we're asking for and the direction and the place we may be taken in life that may cause us to be a little bit fearful because we don't know what that is, okay? But this prayer is managing that, okay? So Jabez prayed that your hand would be with me. What I'm about to say may sound counterproductive to the whole process of building self-esteem, okay? But it is only when you feel helpless because you do not know what to do that you're truly ready to enter into a relationship with the Holy Spirit, okay? A relationship with the Holy Spirit is based on a sense of the surrender of my will, okay, by asking the Holy Spirit to guide you because you do not have a clue as to what the next best step is to take, okay? You may know the next best step, you know, so I know the next best step, but as we've said before, what appears to your ego in terms of being the next best step pales in comparison to the best that we can receive from divine guidance. Okay, so as great as your mind might be, intellectually, you know, smart as you may be, your next step pales. Your thought of your next step pales in comparison to what divine guidance can give us. And even the great Albert Einstein, you know, you've heard me say that one of the greatest minds that ever lived, talked about being guided by the all-knowing mind that was greater than his mind. Okay, so the prayer of Jabez is not asking God for what your ego already knows to be possible. This prayer is asking God to give you the blessing God has for you, which you could not even imagine. Now, is everybody kind of getting the power of this, all right? You know, you're asking Spirit for something that you cannot even imagine, all right? That is the nature of that, of the way that prayer is set up. And no longer is there the choice of my way or God's way in that prayer. If you pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you, that your hand would be with me, then you surrender your will to choose another way, different from the one God is guiding you towards, all right? And again, that's the scary part for the ego, okay? The ego always wants to know. But in this case, you're giving up your need to know. You're surrendering to Spirit. You're being open to God's guidance. And you can see why faith is such a major ingredient in this prayer, causing you to cry out, oh, Lord, put your hand upon me. Fill me with your spirit of courage, all right? And that's the nature of what you're doing. We are very courageous people when we know exactly what to do, okay? Stick our chest out, we get all boastful because we know what to do. But put us in unfamiliar territory, you know, and this prayer is expand my territory. So you're asking for your territory to be expanded, which means it just can be expanded into unfamiliar territory. That, you know, can bring up a whole other mass of emotions that will percolate up inside of us, all right? It is when your territory is beyond your imagination that you really need your Father's touch. And it's incredible how fear can make us so available to Spirit, right? As that, adults, you know, we do not like to think of ourselves as being dependent. But we're talking about our Heavenly Father here, the all-knowing creative principle from which all things originated. Right? And again, you know, I'm comfortable with using Heavenly Father, but if that's not comfortable to you, please, you know, substitute that for what you feel good with. But basically, no matter what word we're using, we're talking about the all-knowing creative principle from which all things are created. So we all have a legitimate, you know, need for so much more out of life. All of us. We have a legitimate need for wanting so much more out of life. And not so much in terms of things, but more in terms of possibilities that are more in tune with how we want to live and serve and be more in the experience of life, okay? So the author, Bruce Wilkinson, who is the author of the Prayer of Jabez, he makes this statement, okay? Let me just cut over that. He says, yeah, thank you. You and I are always only one prayer away from inexplicable spirit-enabled exploits. Okay, that could be scary. Now, by God's touch, you can experience supernatural, enthusiastic boldness and power. But as always, it is up to you to ask for it and accept it. Okay. And, you know, finally, the last line of this prayer that you would, it says you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. It is the same as what Jesus taught us in the prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, which says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, this has been a very misunderstood line in the Lord's Prayer, because the questions folks always ask is, why would God lead us into temptation? However, I think the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible gives a clearer translation. It reads, and do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one, right? So this translation relates directly to the line in the Prayer of Jabez, which says that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain, all right? So the Prayer of Jabez raises your consciousness and places you in a more holy place within your own being. Now let me say that again. The Prayer of Jabez raises your consciousness and places you in a more holy place within your own being, right? It places you in that divine center that we talk about a lot. However, life will present you with circumstances which will try to pull you back down into a way of thinking and being that could cause you to say something or do something that would cause pain to yourself or another. And that pain could be emotional, physical, financial, or otherwise destructive. But remember, when you engage yourself in the Prayer of Jabez, you're surrendering your right to your ego's will and instead embracing God's will for yourself. All right, let me say it again. When you say this prayer, when you get into this prayer, you're surrendering your right to your ego will and instead embracing God's will for yourself. So again, this is a path that you choose. You know, you have to say to yourself, I'm willing to live my life, but not my will, but God's be done, thine be done, okay? You have to make that choice. And the purpose of the Jabez prayer is to create in you a loving heart that loves the divine within you more than your need to react negatively to the circumstances in your life. And it's important to note that the Prayer of Jabez opens wide the door between you and the storehouse of blessings that God has for you, all right? However, when you choose to exercise your own will, causing you to become disobedient to God's guidance by submitting to your own ego reactions, you slam that door, right? Remember, God does not slam the door. We slam the door, right? And Jabez realized this possibility, so he asked God to keep him safe from those possibilities which had caused him to resort to exercising his will instead of remaining open to God's guidance. So he prayed, O Lord, put your hand upon me. Fill me with your spirit. And I pray that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain, meaning cause pain in himself or in others by being disobedient to his Lord God. So there you have it. Prehab Jabez, right? You know, please spend some more time with that on your own, but we're going to say it together as we end this talk. And I'll say the first, I'll say it and you just follow me. Oh, that you may bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be upon me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So let's prepare now to be in that space of peace and quiet. We take a few moments now to come ye apart a while. In the stillness of this moment, breathe deeply. And as you turn within, let your body relax as you find the quiet stillness within you. Peace, be still, and know. Taking one conscious breath can bring you present. As you breathe in deeply and breathe out slowly, you become more and more attuned to the present moment. What is going on inside of you right now? Notice where your hands are in space. What does the air feel like on your skin? As you continue to notice your breath, notice how your lungs fill with air, then release it from the place of present moment awareness. You realize that what has come before is in the past. What is yet to come is in the future. You are present right here and right now. As you tune to the spiritual world within, divine understanding is activated. The insight you need to make sense of your world is here. Things you desire to understand are now realized. The light of divine understanding shines in you now. Rest in the stillness of this present moment of deep understanding. Take in another deep breath and release it. As insights come to you, you realize your spiritual connection with all of life. Let us take the next few moments into the silence where you may connect with the Holy Spirit and share with this presence your deepest desires while walking this life journey. And now you feel that your thoughts and your emotions are now lifted to a greater understanding of who you are. Your true nature is love. You feel this love right here and right now. As you begin to return to the rest of your day, Remember that one conscious breath can bring you present, and that the Unity Center of Light is always here for you. We are grateful for all these truths in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.
So, let's move you over a little bit. Okay. I'm over the mistake.
No.
That's exactly what we're doing in front of the church, right?
<I know. laughs>
So, this is the time we say our, give thanks for the offerings that have been coming in and give thanks for the blessings that are in all of our lives. Tomorrow, Monday night, we're going to have another, you know, courageous conversations, and it usually ends up being mostly about the racial unrest, but it really should also encompass just the unrest we may be feeling overall with, you know, the changing conditions that we're all living through right now. I say that as we think about being thankful for the offerings that are coming to us, we're also thankful for all the blessings that are in our lives as well. But we are truly thankful for the fact that you're continuing to support Unity Center of Light during this very challenging time. So let's do our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving light that's being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen.
And now let's bless the path that we walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right. And now we can do in with the prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The presence of God, the power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So again, we thank you for being with us for another service. And again, remember, join us right after this for Zoom, if you're not already in Zoom. And we look forward to having you there. We're going to have Safi playing for us this week. And it also gives you a chance, if you have not joined a Zoom session, to just fellowship with your other Unity family members. So please do join us then.
So we'll see you in a few.
Yeah, be safe.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.